If you have your Bibles, I want to turn with us this morning to Ephesians chapter number 4. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 17. The Bible says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of your mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over into lasciviousness, and working all uncleanness and greediness," or with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. And be angry and sin not, that let not the sun go down upon your wrath. But watch this, neither give place to the devil. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will bear help, on this thought, a great transformation. A great transformation. Amen. Praise God. And we see this as we look at this. And he says, he's talking about here, talking to Ephesians. And he's talking about sometimes we get caught up and we walk with our head and not our heart. Amen. We walk with our head. What, he said, what are you talking about? Because we start chasing after things that we know in our head instead of following after things that we know in our heart. I want to say God is about heart business. Amen. God will touch your head. I know the Word of God, the things of God, the knowledge, the wisdom of God has to come into our head, and then the Holy Spirit massages it down into our heart. But we have to be a receptive of that in order to receive that stimulus from the Holy Spirit. And now that comes, that gift that He gives us, it comes straight from the throne of grace, comes to usward. Amen. It comes down to me and you, you and I, where we are. And God begins to work in it. It begins to manifest Himself in us, praise God, so we can see it. But He says, praise God, we've got to be careful because there's a blindness, if we ain't careful, that blinds us to the things of God and the goodness of God. And we need to have our hearts opened, praise God, so that our heart won't be blinded, but so that our heart can be able to see how great and marvelous God is. Amen. So He talks about here, and then he said, a root of the problem, he tells us in verse 19, he said, being past filling, having given themselves over to lasciviousness. Now, that's just excesses. Have you ever seen a time in the world when we're chasing after excess? Amen. We're chasing after everything in the world, amen, that we think will bring us pleasure. And we sometimes we spend all our resources, all our time, all our strength on chasing after the excesses. Amen. They're trying to satisfy the flesh. Amen. He said, giving themselves over to lasciviousness. Amen. At the excesses and to work all uncleanliness with greediness. He said, why do we do it? He said, because we're greedy. It's a me society we live in. Amen. I hate to say it, but that's just the way it is. It's all about me. And it ought to be about God. It ought to be about the goodness of God. He said, what we have learned, said, we haven't learned that from the Lord. So the Lord doesn't teach. The Bible says that we're to esteem our brother above ourselves. We ought to encourage others, lift people up above us. Amen. Praise God. So what he's saying here, he's talking about these covetousness, the desires that we have. And he talks about that over in Colossians chapter number 3. In Colossians chapter number 3, he says kind of the same thing, just in a different roundabout way. He says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, verse 5, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, that's just lust, hello? Just lust. He said, evil concupiscence. Amen. Things that's forbidden that we shouldn't do. He said, and covetousness. He said, that's just a greediness, just going after things, praise God. He said, which is idolatry. He said, that's pretty much a image worship. Amen. Idol worship. It's to satisfy this old flesh which we live. Amen. But he says, if we ever get to the point, praise God, where we begin to realize, amen, that those unworthy desires that we have, amen, and it becomes what it is, it becomes greed. Amen. We start chasing after, just like an old greedy tyrant trying to have something, praise God, that God doesn't even desire for us. And we get caught up and we get on the wrong track and we get way down the road before we realize, you know, where am I going? I mean, what's the means? Where's the end of this road that I'm on? And God comes, if we're forced, if God, praise God, and we'll listen, God will speak to our heart, through our head, into our heart, and He'll redirect us and get us on the path, praise God, that brings glory to His name. Amen. We was talking in Sunday school. Brother Scott was talking this morning, praise God. And somebody said that we need real pray for our young couples today, the young married people, because they're struggling in this world. And if we ain't so careful, it's so easy just to give up on it, to give up on a relationship, to just stop in midstream and go a different direction. But I want to say that ain't the way God ever designed it to be. God said that we should commit ourselves to the Lord. Said if we'd submit ourselves to Him, praise God, that He would and put up a resistance to the devil, God will take us in the right direction. He'll show us the path that we need to go. It's not about greediness and selfishness, but praise God, it's about a holy and righteous God that'll help us and He'll pull us unto Himself. Praise God. He said if we'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. And the only way we can draw nigh to each other, praise God, is to come through Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. It makes the difference, praise God. It puts us on the same plane and path with God Almighty. Praise God. It gives us a direction in which to go. He said, if it's not, He said, it's idol worship. It's putting self, praise God, in the very place of God. Hey, listen, I put myself in the place of God. I want God to preeminent in my life. Our object, praise God, to be an object. Our life shouldn't be an object of our own devotion, but our life should be an object of a devotion to God. Amen. Amen. That's Bible. Praise God. The Bible said, Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. You know what that means? Let me just slow down here a minute. Let me just lay this out here. God says you can't serve your flesh and serve the world, do the things the world's doing, and praise God, serve God and serve the world too. He said we have to make a choice whose side we're on. Amen? Praise God. The part of the great transformation this morning, praise God, is deciding whose side we're on. Amen. And every family, every person in family, we ought to be all on the same side. With a direction and a focus, praise God, to be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remind ourselves, praise God, that old man that we were is not the new person that God wants us to become. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go there in a hurry, in a flash, and just see exactly where God would have us to be. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22, read in your hearing. Listen to what He says. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation. Amen. Amen. Now what He's doing here, He's reminding us of what? Our old life. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't like it when people remind me of my old life. I do, praise God. I know that that's not the man that's the man I used to be. We ought to be able to say, praise God, that's the person I used to be, but I'm not that person anymore. And we ought to be able to say it today, and we ought to be able to say it more assurance tomorrow, praise God, because God is constantly working through the magnificent power of God and through His sanctification process and making us more like Him so that one day, in a little while, brother, He'll present us to Himself without spot or blemish or anything that'll defile. Amen. We'll come into the very presence of God. But He reminds us of that old life that she put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the, watch this, deceitful lust. Did you realize chasing after these things in the world, praise God, it's deception? Where does deception come from? Where? The devil. The devil is a deceiver. Amen. He don't want you to think about truth. He don't want you to do right. He don't want you to live right. He don't want you to walk right. He don't want you to talk right, praise God. He wants to derail you. Amen. He wants to cause confusion. Amen. What He's talking about here, He said, if it reminds us of our old life, our outward behavior. Amen. Our walk, how we used to walk. But not only our outward behavior, but our outward expression, praise God. The expression of our life. Now that's the part of us that people see. Hello? I wonder how many times we stop during the day and we act and react and we stop during the day and we say, boy, I wonder what they thought about, people thought about that. Huh? You ever do that? But I wonder, do we ever stop and say, well, I wonder what God thought about that? God help us. Because He's watching us. You know, He sees us. He keeps wonderful records. Amen. And one day we're going to stand before Him and those books are going to be open, praise God. And He said, yeah, you're a pretty good young'un, but. Amen. We're going to stand there without a word to say because we know God's right. Amen. But He said, so Paul reminds us here, and reminds the Ephesians of how they used to be. In other words, it's kind of a cause and effect thing. Because you were lost and undone without God, praise God, the effect is you live like a sinner. Amen. Hey, listen, let me stop. I love every one of you this morning. Praise God with all my heart. I do. But we're all sinners saved by grace. Amen. We're all sinners, praise God. We're apt to do things that breaks the heart of God. And it's bad enough if we hurt each other. But it's even worse if we hurt God. And we don't want to do anything to hurt God. So the cause and effect of it, that expression, that the way we live, praise God. Because the whole thing is because these people lived in a sphere of evil. They lived in a sphere of wrongdoing. In other words, if you look around us today, everywhere they sin. I mean, it's prevalent. You can't get away from it. Everywhere you look, there's sinfulness in this world. Amen? Am I not telling it right? If I get out of the book, you call me and we'll change directions. But I'm just telling you, it's everywhere today. Amen. And they're walking in a sphere of evil, praise God. Their lives are in a fierce sphere of evil. They're walking in a sphere of evil. What happens? We get caught up in the walk. We get caught up in the living, and if we ain't careful, we go in the wrong direction. You say, what do you say? We start accepting things. Hello? There's a whole lot of things that we used to not accept, but now we just kind of say, well, okay, you know, whatever they want to do, I guess it'll be all right. I mean, it won't be all right if God says it's wrong. We need to stand on the principles of the Word of God, praise God. What Paul's to tell us here, he said we need to be steadfast, remember where we used to be, and praise God, we come out of that because that's not who we are. Amen. Praise God. It's a manifestation, praise God, because people lived in that sphere of evil, because they walked in that sphere of evil, praise God. But the manifestation of their conduct was because the Spirit in them was in agreement with their conduct. Or you might say their conduct was in agreement with the Spirit that was in them. Amen. I wonder what kind of spirit we have in us today. A spirit that conforms our conduct. And we're being conformed, praise God, into a conduct that's unbecoming of a child of God. But God Almighty begins to work in a great transformation process. He begins to deal with us and show us that what we can do, what you can do and I can do, is by receiving Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, He begins to make a big change in our life. He stops us in our tracks. He stops us for a moment, gets our attention, then turns us 180 degrees and sends us in His direction. Amen? Not in just any direction, but in God's direction. And if we'll focus on Him, He'll keep taking us that way. And that's a good way because the Bible said that He is the way. And one day, a little while through the Jesus way, we'll march right on into glory. Amen? Amen. Come into the presence of God. Do a great transformation that He does in our lives. In Colossians chapter number 1, the Bible says this in verse 21. He says, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your own mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. He said, we used to have a bad mind. Our mind was messed up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Our mind was messed up. Our thinking wasn't right. He said, and because of that, He said, we were enemies in our mind. We were doing things, praise God. We were being persuaded by our mind to do wicked things. But He said, God has reconciled us unto Himself, praise God. That great transformation that God did that nobody else could do. I mean, we can talk. Well, I was talking to somebody the other day about, talking about to our friends, our loved ones, our children. And it just seems like it goes in one ear and out, that nobody wants to hear it anymore. Amen. But they need to be reconciled unto God. And the only way to do that, praise God, is to help them to realize that there's a God of glory that's there, praise God, that'll help them renew their mind and put the goodness of the Lord in their head. Amen. In Colossians 1 and 26, he says this, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints. So God starts opening this thing up. It's like God opens the book up and he says, here, let me just show you, praise God, the goodness and the mercy of God. Amen. He said to whom, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That hope of glory is a hope of heaven. It's a hope of seeing the Savior, a hope of being with the God of heaven, praise God, in just a little while. But he says, in order to get to that place, we realize that our mind is wicked, our mind is away from God, and we begin to see God, and we begin to be reconciled unto Him. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 5, he said this. He said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. That word mortify means to put to death. Amen. To destroy it, to have no dealings with no more. He said, mortify thou your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. See, there's that lust again. Evil concupiscence, which is those things that's forbidden, covetousness, which is idolatry. So we read this, and praise God, and God Almighty said, he said, get rid of this stuff. He said, put it away from you. And what he's saying here is to put it aside. Amen. Don't carry it with you no more. Don't take it with you like luggage everywhere you go. He said, get rid of the burdens, get rid of the load that you're carrying, praise God. He said, give it to the Lord, trust in God, and just get it. He said, that great transformation process is when we realize, praise God, that we can take that old luggage, praise God, of sin and cantankerousness in our lives and lustfulness, praise God, and put it aside. He said, well, preacher, how do we do that, praise God? With the help of the Lord. Amen. He goes on in chapter to Colossians 3 and verse 8, and he says this, But now you also put off all these anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communications out of your mouth. He says, praise God, what we do, he said, not only do we mortify their members that's in us, praise God, all these things, he said, but these also, he said, you get rid of them. He said, you put them off. That means to get rid of, that means to lay them aside. It literally means to disrobe. Amen? It means to take it off, praise God, and to lay it aside. That old sinfulness, that old person that we were. Amen? And the Bible says that it's an imperative that we do that. We must do that. Get rid of it like you hate it. Amen? Put it off. He said that word put off means to lay aside, to take off, to derobe, to get rid of it, those things that would so easily beset us. Amen? Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse number 9 of Colossians 3 and Colossians 3. And he says this. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. He said, what we do, we take out that old unhonorable robe, those old things that dishonor God, that are unhonorable to Him, praise God, we get rid of them. Those things that would dishonor God, we get rid of them. You know what that means? That means we've got to start thinking about this stuff. Hello? We've got to start thinking about what God says, and we've got to realize that what God says means something. And we try to sidestep God, and we try to do it on our own. Paul said, we've tried that. And he said, you still got on that old nasty, filthy, tattered garment. He said, but what you have to do, you have to take that old nasty, filthy, tattered garment off. He said, you have to. That means what he's saying is we've got to make an informed decision. We've got to come today ourselves before God, honestly, honest with ourselves and with Him, and say, Lord, I need some help here. Lord, I need you to touch my heart. I mean, I know in my head what you're saying. I know what you'd have me do. But Lord, praise Him, get it down in my heart so I can live it before you. So that you can begin to move in my heart and give me the direction, praise God, that it won't be just a charade, praise God, an act, but it'll be the real thing. I'm talking about a great transformation, praise God, that God Almighty said that we could have through Jesus Christ. Lord, Paul said, if you'll just take it off and put on something that's better, praise God, you'll feel better about yourself and the world will feel better about you too. We're living in a time I've never seen such a mess. Wickedness on every hand. People are just killing people to be killing. They're calling their cops in false calls, and when they come, they're just gunning them down. How could anybody be so callous with life? It don't make no sense to me, but it's the devil. They've said today, well, this person done it because he had mental problems. No, he's full of the devil. Amen? It's sin, it's wickedness in his heart that causes a person to do that. It's that undesirable characteristic in us that makes us do things that's not characteristic of our Lord. Amen? Praise God. It makes a difference. So what is the old man? I think it would help us if we could just get a definition of the old man, the old person. Paul says this in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, in verse number 6, Paul says this. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So we need to die out, what Colossians, die out to sin, mortify the deeds of the flesh, praise God, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Put on that coat, praise God. And we realize that something took place in our life. Corruption's come in somewhere. Every one of us have been corrupted. Amen. If you go back to Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 22, he said that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He said, the lust of the flesh, what causes to be corrupt? We start chasing after the things of the flesh instead of the things of God. We start looking for things, praise God, to appease this old physical person that we're in instead of trying to bring glory to our Heavenly Father. Amen? So we start chasing, and we start going back, converting back, praise God, to that old Adamic nature that we have. Amen? The Adamic nature that we have, that's the result of the fall. When sin come in our life, we call it a sin nature. And we all have one. Amen. And it left to ourselves, probably God, that's what we follow. Amen. We follow that old sin nature. But praise God. But and what happens? It overcomes those natural characteristics that we need to be pleasing to God. Amen. The sin nature overcomes. And the flesh is subject to nature, and it always is. Amen. We look out and we see the things of the world, praise God, and we automatically just start, if we ain't careful, we start going that way. But God says we got to be careful that as a child of God, sometimes we have to just stop, put the brakes on, pump the brakes a second, and say, wait a minute, how's this going to work out? Amen. That's why we need to seek the Lord. In a great transformation, God begins to give us an awareness of who He is. He begins to speak to our heart, praise God, that old man, he has to go. That old man is always an abiding element that's in us. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm caught in a mess. He said, I don't know which way to go because there's a spirit of God in me. There's this old natural man in me, and they're always contending one with another. I'll tell you who wins out, Brother Chris, is the one that you feed the most. If you feed that old worldly man, praise God, he'll overcome you. He'll beat you down. He'll drag you off after the devil. But if we'll feed that godly man, praise God, that godly man will rise up above. Hey, the devil's already been defeated. The flesh has already been defeated. And God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ is the winner. He's the victor, praise God. And we can be also. Amen. Lord, bring us out, bring us up. We begin to see God move in our lives again, our families, our homes, praise God, in our devotions, praise God. We can begin to see God and see Him prevalent and real in that day and hour we live. Amen. The flesh is subject to nature. It always will be, but praise God, there's something that's greater than nature, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But God, we have to realize today that the old man is responsible. Amen. Now, we're not responsible for the sin's existence, but we're responsible for sin's activities. Amen. What we allow sin to do in our lives. If you give yourself to sin, praise God, sin will take you for a ride. Amen. But yeah, amen, praise God. Every one of us in here knows that. Amen. Ain't none of us arrived yet. But praise God, if we got God in our heart, God Almighty will speak to us. He'll give us direction. He'll take us in a way He'd have us go. And our activities will be different. The old fellow said, praise God, since the Lord saved me, I can drink all the alcohol I want to. But he said, praise God, my want-tos have changed. I don't want to touch that stuff because God says, woe to a man that'll put a strong drink to his neighbor's lips. And I ain't going to do that, praise God, because somebody might see me and I don't want to put that stuff upon. I want them to see Christ in me, the hope of glory, so one day I'll be in heaven. Hey, I may not know them, but Jesus knows them and He loved them and He died for them and I want to see them in heaven. Amen. I want everybody to go to heaven with me. Anybody gets left behind, it'd be a terrible thing. But he said, we got to take off. We got to put off that old man. Amen. He said that, verse 22, he said, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the way we used to live. We get rid of it. Now I know, now listen to me. Don't leave me yet. Amen. Don't leave me yet. That old person, the manner that we used to live. I hope it's a manner that we used to live. And I hope it isn't a manner that we're still living in. Amen. We ought to be striving daily, praise God, to be a different creature, different creation for Christ Jesus' sake. And that old man that we used to live in, praise God, we have to realize that we've got responsibility. And he says to put off concerning the former conversation, that manner of living that we used to do, but we don't live that way no more. Amen. Let me just tell you something. If you're an alcoholic, if you're a drug addict, you can't continue to hang out with them kind of people and do better. Amen. It doesn't work. It will not. I've heard people say, well, preacher, I just hope I could be an influence on you. Yeah, you'll be an influence, all right. A bad influence, because they'll drag you down into the pit. And they'll keep you there, and the devil won't ever give you a way to get out. But we have to focus on putting aside that old man. In other words, we got to turn our backs on that. Got to turn our backs on the alcohol. Got to turn our backs on the drugs. Got to turn our backs on the filth of this world, praise God, and turn our eyes and our focus on God. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about a great transformation that God does for us. Amen. But you say, preacher, I've tried that before, and it just doesn't seem to work for me. Let me just tell you something. They say that it takes 30 days to create a bad habit. Hello? Said you do something 30 days consecutively and it becomes a bad habit, or it becomes a habit. It might not even be a bad habit, but it becomes a habit. Amen? Now you can take, I got old goats. I've had goats about all my life. And you can take them old goats and you can do the same thing every day for a few days, and next thing you know, them goats is there. And if you don't come to do that, they're baying at the gate. They're like, what in the world's going on here? This is what we've been used to and we ain't getting it. Amen? But we ought to be smarter than the old goat, praise God. We ought to realize that we can come up to God Almighty, praise God, and God begin to minister our heart, and that we can take the 30 days that it takes to create a bad habit. How about just taking 30 days, praise God, and worship and praise God. Ask God every morning, noon, and night to help our hearts, praise God, to take our mind, renew our mind, our spirit, praise God, put God in our hearts, amen, so we can go a different direction for God's glory. 30 days, you know what happened? It would become a habit. You'll get to where you can't think on the things of this world without thinking on Him. Amen? See, that's where the focus is. That's where the change takes place. That's where the great transformation comes in. When we make the Lord Jesus Christ a habit. Amen? We start following after Him. We take that old garment and we get rid of it. Now, don't lay it off. A lot of people say, I'm going to get rid of this old garment. Now take it off. But I'm going to carry it around under my arm just in case. Now sometimes old garments, they can be very comfortable. And you want to hold on. I had a jacket. I've told you this before. I had an old jacket. It was pretty rough. But it was comfortable. It had a few picks and a few nicks in it. Praise God, like most of us. Amen. Had a burn in the side about right there where I got up against the hot muffler. But praise God, that was the most comfortable jacket you ever wore. My wife, she got rid of that one time, took it and threw it in the garbage. See, she done something I wouldn't do. I wasn't going to get rid of that old coat because it was comfortable. So I went and dug it out of the garbage. Amen. I'm saying that's what we do a lot of times. We ain't careful. We'll come to the house of God. God will speak to our heart. We say, no, Lord, I know what you want me to do. I know it's a great transformation that you've got for me this morning, praise God, that I can do for that you can do for me. I'm going to take that old coat off, but I'm going to carry it with me. Take it back to the house just in case. Amen. But with a great transformation, God, you take that old coat, praise God, you take it off, you say, you know what, that thing's smelly and defiled and stained with sin. I'm going to get rid of that, praise God. And you throw it off, you get rid of it. You don't even think about going back to it. And you say, God, I need your help. I want you to take me this morning, and I want you to lead me and guide me and show me a path, praise God, that you have for me. And you know what he'll do? He'll scoop you up in his loving arm. Praise God, he'll love you in so many ways. You'll have to like one of them, and praise God, he'll help you all along the way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, what you do is you take that old coat off. And he said, you put on the new. Amen. Which is for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He says, in Ephesians 4:24, he said, and that you put on, he said, by verse 23, he said, by the renewing of the spirit of your mind, he said, God give, praise God, he touches you, touches your heart, and through the renewing of the spirit of your mind, praise God, the spirit takes the word of God, puts it in your mind, works it into your heart, and all of a sudden, he said, you put on a new man. Amen. Now, I said before that in order to get rid of that old, you got to disrobe. Got to take that old sin off, and you got to cast it aside. You got to get rid of it. The last time I seen my old jacket that I love so much, it was cut up in little pieces and thrown in the garbage. There wasn't no putting it back together the second time. It was gone. It was destroyed. But praise God, that's what we got to do with the old, with that old life, that old man that we are. We got to put him aside, cast him into the garden, say, you know what? I don't need you no more. I'm going to put on a new man. I'm going to put on the robe of righteousness. A great, praise God, transformation is going to take, glory, hallelujah. I'm expecting it to take place in my life. And Lord, you're it. Amen. Amen. And God comes to where you're at. I'm not talking about not repressing that old self. I'm not talking about covering up that old self, but I'm talking about getting rid of it. Amen. Chunking it. What good's it doing to you? It's causing you grief and hardship and anxiety and hard feelings. Amen. He says it's time to take that old man and get rid of him, to chunk him, to put him away, praise God, somewhere out of sight. Amen. And put on the new man. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the 30-day test. Amen. I'm saying taking the Word of God and God, the Spirit of God, and putting it on. Starting today, come to old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I want to get some shed of that old man. I want to get rid of his ways. I want to get rid of his action, that manner of living. Praise God, that conversation that I had. Praise God, I want to get rid of it. I want a new life. I'll tell you one that can do that. Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. I don't want to suppress it. I won't put it back. I want to get rid of it. Praise God. Praise God. That means to be laid aside. To got rid of. Amen. Paul said, get rid of that old man and put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He said, there'll be some tests of a righteous life. He said, there you can put away lying and speak truth to every man, which is every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one with another. He said, you can be angry and sin not. He said, you don't have to let the sun go down upon your wrath. And he said, then you'll quit giving place for the devil. The devil won't have no place to hang out. The Bible says we'll submit ourselves to God. Submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. He'll flee from us. Brother Scott taught on that this morning. Wonderful lesson. When we commit ourselves to God, say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Take me, help me, use me. He said, we put up a resistance. You know, the devil don't like resistance. He don't like resistance. I pray, if you put up a resistance, amen, the devil, he'll hit you a lick or two and then he'll go somewhere. He'll be looking for an easier target. Amen. But we can't make ourselves an easy target. But we submit ourselves to God. God Almighty begins to move through His Spirit, begins to speak to our hearts, and He becomes that resistance for us. Amen. He begins to do that for us, praise God, that we can't do for ourselves. But he becomes our resistance. He becomes our resistor. And we can stand up, hold our head up high and say, praise God. The devil comes, he assaults you. And he's doing that big time now because he don't like us. And he knows his days are numbered. They're just a few. And then Jesus is going to come take him and cast him in the bottomless pit and lock him up in chains. And he knows that. But he wants to destroy and tear down, tear up as much as he can. But Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, if you'll just submit yourself to me, he said, praise God, I will be your resistance. He said, I'll work in you, I'll walk in you, I'll help you all along the way. He said, just get rid of all this other old stuff and put on a new man. Amen. Have a new attire. Be dressed up in Jesus. Amen. Put him on. He said, take off that old robe. He said, put on the new. Robed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the devil says, he said, when that happens, praise God, there's a great transformation that'll take place in your life and mine. Transformed from the inside out, praise God. We have a new walk, a new talk, a new attitude, a new way of thinking, praise God. And God Almighty is that way. And he says, I'll do that for you today. I want to do that for you today if you'll just let me. God's speaking to our hearts today. You know, he said, I've got a transformation for you. He said, aren't you getting tired of this old life, the old person that you are? Wouldn't you like to be somebody new and different and refreshed? I know everybody would like to be refreshed. But what about us this morning? What about you? Amen. Get rid of that old person. Amen. Praise God, I'm looking for a new body, ain't you? But praise God, I can have that newness in Christ Jesus, my Lord, right now today. If we'll just turn to Him, you can too. But it's up to us to make that move, to take that first step, to step out on faith and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. I'm going to take this old garments off, this old rotten, stinking, filthy stuff that I have, amen, that I've been wearing. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to chunk it aside, and I'm going to put on Jesus. Amen.